Welcome back to the WEAA Afro First Edition. I'm Sean Yoga. We are talking to Chris Broughton, a syndicated blogger with the Chicago Sun-Times, among other publications. The Brown Man Thinking Hard is back with First Edition. Chris, welcome back.
Sean, great to be back.
Yeah, man. I was reading one of your pieces this week, Where Are All the White People with Good Sense? And it is a really great question this week of all weeks. We started off the week, obviously, with this address that President Obama delivered to students across the country. And prior to the address, there was a firestorm of protest amongst some of our, as you put it and as I put it from time to time, white brethren, talking about the possible indoctrination of their children. Obama was going to hypnotize them. Give me your thoughts. Give the listeners your thoughts on what transpired in some pockets of the country when it was announced that Barack Obama was going to address many of the school children of the United States.
It seems as if the people on talk radio took it as an opportunity to rile up their base.
Right.
They really looked at what's going on in the country and said, you know, we know our goal is to take Obama down by any means necessary.
Right.
This is a perfect way to look at it because his team, in its overzealousness to kind of sell the president's message along with the speech, put their social
right.
media hat on.
Right.
And the guys who do social media, they leave no stone unturned. They,
right.
they use everything as an opportunity to put the brand out there.
Yeah.
And that probably did overstep the bounds with the workbook situation, a couple of things there. But overall, the speech itself, why you're afraid of the president, that blew my mind that people were invoking the Constitution to say that it was illegal for the president to have the right to talk to their children.
Which is outrageous and stupid. I mean, we saw Herbert Walker Bush made the same sort of address during his presidency. So did Ronald Reagan also. So the fact to claim that it was somehow illegal is absurd, number one. But the reality is that the speech itself was just him saying, study hard, work hard, no excuses. It was really what it would seem like to me, Chris, was the speech that he has given in many black contexts, whether it be the NAACP convention or other situations where he talked about black kids or other kids of color, no excuses. You may have issues at home. You may not come from the best neighborhood. You may not be in the ideal situation at home or even in school, but it's not an excuse for you to not go to school, to not try hard, or to not work hard. And so this was the message, basically, that he has given to black kids. He gave it to all kids, basically. And it is a great message, of course. But I guess people seized upon this whole, we want you to write a letter to President Obama and ask him what we can do to help you. And so that's where the right kind of, they seized upon those words and went into this whole indoctrination piece, right?
They can find something just about anywhere
yeah.
when they want to demonize Obama, whether he's a communist or, you know, William Ayers comes up. If you watch Bill O'Reilly and he doesn't say William Ayers in 10 minutes, then that means the show is over.
Right.
So, you know, they've all got their pitch. I think I watched a couple of people last night, and I was just – the thing that I will say for the people who decided to take their children out of school.
Yeah.
What are you doing? You know, if your child is coming out of school for a political reason, then, you know, you're not really doing anything to help protect them. What you're doing is you're telling your child that they've got to run away from the world.
Right.
In order to empower your child, you don't give them a gun. You teach them how to take in as much knowledge as possible. You teach them how to grow enough, big enough vocabulary so that they can understand the nuances in the words that people say to them, and you teach them critical thinking.
Right.
That's their protection, not running home to hide from the president.
But this is obviously, this is a, this is a really deep and multi-layered kind of issue. Let me read a little bit from what you wrote. All we will be seeing is commenting on these parents who frantically were fearing that little Johnny, as you put it, will be indoctrinated and somehow walk around and start referring to their friends as comrade. This is what you wrote. All we will be seeing is these people who will be snarling and howling and shrieking and, yes, crying, as if Beelzebub himself is going to whisper his evil thoughts, study hard, read more, make goals for yourself into little Johnny's ears. There was this sense of absolute panic on the parts of some of these people that I saw. And this goes deeper than somebody saying to them, Obama's going to indoctrinate your kid. This is fear, as Public Enemy put it, fear of a black planet. This is fear of a black president. This is fear of a fear of a non-white president and fear of a non-white world. I mean, we can go into Francis Cress Welsing, but that's another conversation. But this is something that is manifesting itself more with more frequency, and to kind of transition from the speech that he gave to the kids and to Joe Wilson in the Congress during Obama's speech on health care, for a congressman to yell out for everyone to hear, you lie to the president of the United States. I've had the conversation with other people and I've been looking into different reporting. That's unprecedented. That's never happened. There has to be something inside of Joe Wilson and people of his ilk, people who support what he said or what he did, that says it is okay, it is acceptable to disrespect a black president of the United States. I mean, all this stuff, the Joe Wilson scenario, the whole situation surrounding the speech that he gave to the school kids, the Hitler references, the socialism references, teabaggers. We talked about this a little bit last week. Teabaggers, birthers, deathers, whatever adjective or tag you want to give them. This all goes to the issue of disrespect for this black president, right?
Absolutely. The thing that I looked at when I saw something on the internet last year, and I know Joe Wilson's thing is making its rounds on the media
right. Day
and night. I watched Roland Martin last night on, I believe it was Larry King, looked like he was about to jump across his desk at the person who was representing the opposition's standpoint, because the things that was coming out of this guy's mouth, it wasn't making any sense at all. It totally refuted what happened. What we actually saw happen.
Right.
And that's the thing that takes you from mad to boiling mad.